Well, I think, of course, one of the bigger issues involves frontline workers and the way that they are, the way the whole DHS structure is taken. Basically, one of the things that we were able to do was get out to a number of counties, talk to 400 workers, and one of the things that was obvious to the working group was that we saw a huge disconnect between the frontline worker and Oklahoma City. And this was not something that we saw in one or two DHS offices, but actually offices across the state. So it was obvious to us that something had to be done. DHS is such a large agency, obviously the state's biggest agency. And so we're going to have to make some changes. And I think that's one of the big things, is being able to make sure the worker has got the appropriate training, that the policy matches up with the law that's in place, and also the fact that these workers are going to have the kind of caseloads that are realistic. The problem is we're burning these workers out because every time a worker quits, because of the pressure, we end up putting more cases on the workers that remain, and it's impossible for these workers to do an adequate job based on what we're seeing. The plan is to do away with the commission. One of the things that was obvious to the working group was that the commission, first of all, are made up of 9 volunteers, 1 day a month. So they rely a lot on the director to give them the information that they need. The problem with that is the commission has oversight of the director. So we need, basically what we're going to do is look to change the structure where the governor would be the one that would make the appointment of the director, because that's closer to the people. The governor would take that responsibility. And I think it's an extremely good move because it allows the governor to catch the heat, and it would also bring the DHS director really more in line with the people and what's expected. The way it is right now, DHS and really the director is insulated from the general public. And that's what we've seen, a basic DHS culture that is just not a healthy culture at all, and it really has created some problems when trying to find out about information involving these child death cases.